This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, the calendar says September, but the weather pattern is still stuck in August. A west to southwest flow will usher warmer air into the Columbia Basin through Thursday, and then a frontal passage on Friday will drop temperatures to below normal for this weekend. Look for temperatures to recover to near normal for the early to middle part of next week. Harvest operations for potatoes, corn, apples, onions, and hops should continue unimpeded by the weather. Hay balers can expect afternoon humidity in the 20 to 30% range on most days and overnight humidity in the 65 to 75% range. There will likely be some dew forming the next few mornings until Friday night and Saturday morning, when we'll see increasing winds with the frontal passage. These winds will also cause a problem for spraying on Friday and Saturday, but most other days should have lighter winds. Now, if you're planning any field burns, the light winds the next few days will cause poor smoke dispersion. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center issued the updated September outlook last Friday, and it calls for temperatures to average near normal with below normal rainfall. So even though we normally see an uptick in precipitation starting in September, it will likely be less than a half inch for most farms. But on the bright side, this is more than we've seen the past 2 months. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.